Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hi, Ames.
Hey, Charles. That was quite harmonic.
I know. I don't know why I'm singing. I really don't have the vocal cords for this right now, Ames.
No. I mean, it didn't sound too bad, but, you know, I'm nowhere.
Not too bad.
Cal.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Got an interesting topic today, haven't we?
We have, but before we start, I just want to let you guys know. So, I'm going to take the limelight off Charlie's rash. I've got my
Literally.
Own.
Mine's just dwindling out of its nice little rashy
phase. Yeah, it looks a lot better.
Thank God for antibiotics. But please talk about your rash.
All right.
God, people are going to think we're fucking weird.
We're rashy bitches. I have self-diagnosed myself.
Oh, God, you Googled it.
With...
Come on now.
I was expecting you to just, this probably needs editing out.
Come on.
It didn't. It's not.
Is it foot and mouth disease?
No.
Bird flu?
No.
Perioral dermatitis.
It's dermatitis, but I can't think. Right, got it. Right. Are you going to edit that out or not?
No.
Right, so...
Fucking hell, hurry up. So listeners are going to be at work by now.
So, drumroll please.
Again.
I am self-diagnosing myself with perioral dermatitis.
Oh, God. So what do you think caused it?
I think it's a matter of just using loads of stuff.
Oh.
Just, you know, just like piling it on. Like, I think I've overcomplicated my routine the past few weeks and my skin can be quite sensitive. So it's just not reacted as well as somebody, you know, who hasn't got sensitive skin.
Very true, very true. So talk to me about how long you think this rash is going to last. Do you think you need to see a doctor?
I bloody hope not. I mean, it's not as dramatic as yours.
Yeah, mine was like, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, it was.
And yours is like... Oh, hello.
Shut up. I just shone a light on it, right? It looks a lot worse when you shine a light.
Oh, wait, yeah, Sean is the word. So I was thinking about when you said squozed instead of the word squeezed.
That never happened.
So I squoze it. What?
That never happened. Anyway, I've got a rash.
Fantastic news. What are we talking about in today's episode?
If any of you guys have ever had perioral dermatitis, can you please let me know how to make it fuck off? Because it's pissing me off. It's mainly around my mouth area. So like I've got fucking rabies.
I'll stop swearing. You've got a rashy beard.
Thank you. You're making me feel so confident in my birthday skin.
Oh, hell. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Ames. I'm sorry, Ames. So, shall we actually get to it?
Let's.
You sound really enthusiastic about that.
Let's. Well, you've just said I've got a rashy beard.
Right, today we're going to be talking about face wipes.
Yes, we are.
Because, oh God, face wipes are just like the ideal situation. Whoever came up with the face wipe, like, is just a really evil genius. Do you not
very
think?
Very evil, very evil.
Because like...
Genius though, yeah. So yeah I agree with
like,
you.
Like, it's just like the easiest way to clean your face. You can take them wherever you want. You keep them in your handbag, you know, if you...
Quite cheap as well.
Stop out. Exactly.
I mean, it depends which ones you're getting, but drugstore ones are normally...
Drugstore?
That's the word.
No, it's not.
What?
Just Boots.
Drugstore, like Superdrug, Boots, Asda,
drugstore.
Tesco. Sure. Yeah, drugstore ones can be quite cheap. But I'm going to tell you lovely people why not to use face wipes. Sorry.
Great.
Yeah,
I've actually got a funny. It's not a funny story. It's just really weird. My cousin carries around not face wipe face
funny wipes.
No, oh. No, not face or funny wipes. Baby wipes,
right.
Like a big, you know, like those big chunky ones that mums obviously have to carry around for the babies. She carries a pack of them around in a handbag and then wipes her makeup off numerous times a day and then reapplies her makeup. Why? So, like, I don't know how she washes her face in the morning, but the amount of times that, like, we've gone to Waggers or something and she's like, oh, sorry, I'm just going to wipe my face. Sits there, wipes her face, then goes to the bathroom and puts all the makeup back on.
Couldn't think of anything worse. Not because she's That's reapplying horrendous. It. I hate getting ready in public places.
Yeah, but also she's got great skin and I don't know how. Like, sorry, Georgie, but chuffing hell.
Mm. God, Georgie.
Put the baby wipes down. Not even a face wipe, it's a baby wipe.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that. The reason I just said funny wipes...
I hate that word. Fun story, another one. When I swam with dolphins in Mexico when I was a kid, the dolphin was called Fanny. And I was like, come on, Fanny! Woo!
Yay, Fanny! Well, you get your Femfresh wipes, don't you?
Femfresh wipes are good, but...
You can also get Femfresh deodorant.
Yeah. Don't steal my thunder. You know about deodorant because
I'm the
me.
One that bought you the Femfresh deodorant. You asked... I told you I was getting some for Kendall Calling. And I said, I'm going in Superdrug, do you want anything? And you went, Fanny deodorant. So don't you steal my thunder.
Okay, sorry, you have the thunder.
The Fanny accessories.
If we have some American listeners, and like, a Fanny is a bum. So to everybody across,
bum deodorant.
Across the pond, we're on about our foofs.
Our front bums.
Our vaginas, basically. But we're not here to talk about that, Amy Wall.
No, we're not.
Wall
right.
and me, get on with it. Tell us why we shouldn't use face wipes.
Right, we shouldn't use face wipes, first and foremost, because they're bad. And one
reason that's the end of the podcast. We'll see you next week, folks.
One reason why they're bad, because they're so bad for the environment.
Environment.
They are.
They are really bad.
Like, I'm not even just going to talk about face wipes here. I'm going to talk about wipes in general.
God, Heckles has changed your life, hasn't it?
Well, when I was reading up on, like, how bad they are, obviously it's quite self-explanatory as well, because they're not... Well, you can get biodegradable ones, but the majority are not.
Yeah.
It's just sad, isn't it? Because they're actually made up, well, usually, of a combination of plastics, wood pulp and cotton.
Are they?
I don't know what wood pulp is.
Well, like, a pulp is like when, like, if you made apple juice or whatever, the pulp is like the apple and then it separates it. So it's usually quite soft, but I didn't know that. That's weird.
Well, it's quite, because obviously, like, the plastic in it, it's hard to break down. It can take, like, hundreds of years.
Oh, my God, imagine if the world just turned into a great big bag of baby wipes.
Well, do you remember Fatberg?
I loved that documentary. Fatberg. Can you actually imagine being one of those Fatberg people that has to go down and, like, chop it up?
Fuck that.
You'd have to pay me at least $500,000 every 6 months for that.
I'm actually going to let you in now that Thames Water said wet wipes were a major cause of it, because if you think about it, the way they clog together, the fat, the grease and the oil.
Oh, my God, that is revolting.
Yeah, so wet wipes were quite... They played quite a part in Fatberg. Makes you feel quite bad,
doesn't
it?
If anybody doesn't know what the Fatberg is, by the way, we should probably just quickly say.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically in London. So all of the sewers, obviously, there's like the big connective thing underneath, like the ground. That makes me sound really stupid.
The sewers.
Basically, all of the sewers in London have started to get really clogged up with all of the waste that everybody's kind of just shoving down the sinks, down the toilet, you know. And a lot of it has come down to, like, cooking oil, hasn't it? Because obviously you're not supposed to throw that and put that down your sink. But people do it anyway. And it's kind of like the whole thing of, like, make sure you don't flush sanitary products, blah, blah, blah. It's all really disgusting stuff, but it's all come together and made an iceberg of fat.
It's absolutely
And it's going to break all of the sewers in London if it doesn't get sorted.
How do they remove it? Does it get dissolved or do they, like, carve it?
They have to go down and carve it, but because it's, like, hazardous waste, like, there's all sorts in there.
Yeah, I would not want to see that.
Drugs. Obviously, when people get raided, they just shove it down the toilet, like, shit, flush it away, hide this shit. Hide the heroin, darling.
Well, you just put me butt down toilet. Bud's not even bad. Bud, I don't know how to say bud.
So there's literally all sorts of stuff in there. There was, like, a massive... The majority of it was, like, cooking oil that had hardened. Baby wipes, face wipes, stuff like that, sanitary products. And then it was, like, MDMA, cocaine.
Yummy.
Heroin.
All, like, the lovely stuff.
All the nice things, needles, they were found in there.
Gorgeous.
Just really not nice things. But if they don't break it down, then it will just start... It will break the sewer. Yeah. And then, obviously... We don't want that to happen in London, because that will be cholera around whatever round, ding ding. But yeah, there's actually a team that goes down into the sewers with like the hazmat things on, and like has to actually physically break it. But they have to go down with like a gas reader thing, so it can tell whether the air is toxic or not. And if it hits a certain point, they have to quickly evacuate. And they can literally be down there for 5 minutes, chop a bit off, have to come back up, wait for like 10 minutes, go back down for five. So it's literally like having to get in and out of a sewer all day and all night.
Oh, I mean, hats off to the people that do that, but I would not want to.
I'm very confident it was a Channel 4 documentary. It'll be on online or something. Very interesting.
Yeah, guys, if you want to know the way getting rid of your baby wipes or any wipe in that matter, and cooking
your
oil,
butt wipe,
your wet wipes.
You know what, bloody toilet tissue that's soft, Pampers or Andrex or whatever it was, banging that down there, like who needs moist toilet roll, sorry for saying that word. Who needs it?
Yeah, it don't feel nice.
No, it's just weird. So yeah, let's stop using them as well. Let's stop using wipes.
Another thing I found, which is going to make Heckles really sad, and me actually, because of my Blackpool Beach love.
Aww.
A report revealed that wipes that are flushed down the toilet are a really big growing cause of pollution on beaches.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's really sad.
Aww, Skegness isn't going to be looking very nice then, is it?
Mm.
Old Skeggy.
Skegginess. So if you want to be more eco-friendly, and me telling you all that about the about wipes in general hasn't made you want to deter, then, you know, carry on listening. So I've got a few other facts as well.
Oh!
I have, I know.
Go on then.
So wipes don't actually remove all your makeup anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of like rubbing it around. I see it as and it doesn't actually go anywhere because anything off.
Yeah. It removes probably, I'd say, about 50% of makeup. And then obviously you're sleeping in the other 50%, which is going to clog your pores. And also, think about it this way. If you're not taking your makeup off properly and then you're doing a full skincare routine, you're not going to benefit from it because your face isn't clean in the first place.
Yeah.
So what's
very
the point?
Very true. Yeah. Well, Ames, don't stress too much because in a little while I'm going to go through how to properly clean your face.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm going to talk about is just the ingredients.
Yeah.
They contain a lot of chemicals.
And a lot of alcohol, which we've already come to this conclusion, like it's just bad.
Yeah. And the alcohol causes photosensitivity. Which can cause free radical damage, and we all know what that does.
Yeah.
No one wants wrinkles. No one wants to be more damaged by the air that's around them.
The pollution.
Yeah, the pollution. Yeah, but all the chemicals. So with face wipes, you're obviously wiping away the dirt from your face, but then you're replacing it with all these chemicals, and then they're left on your skin.
Yeah.
As like a little film, which isn't going to be good for sensitive skin. It's not going to be good for dry skin. It's going to cause reactions and rashes.
lovely rashes. Yeah.
So it's just not... I just don't think... What's the point?
I know.
I know they're so much easier.
They are so much easier. And it's like...
Yeah, they're very convenient at like festivals, on holiday.
Yeah.
You know, but come on. Ditch the wipe.
Yeah. Ditch the wipe.
Get rid of the wipe.
Hashtag ditch the wipe.
But yeah, they're just not great, guys, for you or the environment. So we'll talk about other ways to clean your faces, which might seem a little bit patronising.
Yeah, it really does. Like, oh, here's a podcast on how to wash your face.
Clean your face properly, please. But no, you've got quite a few good points though, because when you were talking to me, when you were like, you came with me to the idea, should we do like an episode on how to like properly cleanse, and I was like, Charles, do you not think people already know that? And you're like, well, did they know this and this?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I'm such a stickler for, like, basically how I view this is how I wash my hands compared to how a doctor washes their hands.
Right.
So I'm just like a pump with the soap under the water, quick, done, dry my hands, off I go. Bloody hell, my mum works in a doctor's surgery, went there, and I'd basically was in the queue for the toilet. The doctor came out and started washing her hands, and she was there the entire time somebody actually walked in the toilet and then walked back out of it washing her hands. Obviously she's a doctor, so she knows how to do it properly, but I was like, Jesus Christ, have I been washing my hands wrong all this time? She was like really getting in there, and like my mum's taught me the entire thing, like you have to like knuckle into your palms and yeah, it's crazy like how long they have to do it. So I think I am a quick put the face wash on, rub it around for a little bit, wash it off, pat my face dry, off I go.
Mm.
Whereas if I took it to the next level...
If you were a doctor about it.
Yeah, if I was a doctor, if I was Dr. Face Cleanser, then it'd be grand and I knew that all my makeup would come off. There's nothing worse than getting a toner and going around your face and being like, great.
Yeah, there's still dirt on here.
Yes, wonderful.
Cool.
So yeah, I've kind of come up with a few little helpful tips and facts and things that might be quite handy.
All right, shoot me.
Okay, so... God, where do I start? It's actually quite a long list, this is, isn't it? Basically, we spoke about this in our very first episode.
We did,
when we were babies back in summer. We spoke about different face types, skin types.
Face types. You've got an ugly one.
You've got a scary one. You've got a rashy one.
You.
So, yeah, I had gone to Dermalogica and spoken to them about my skin type and how's best to look after it, blah, blah, blah. And it was part of the research for that episode. And the very helpful lady there told me that everybody should be double cleansing.
Mm.
And it's something that kind of changed my life because they used a pre-cleanse balm on my face. And I was like, why do I need to wash my face twice? So this isn't taking the same cleanser and using it once, washing it off, and then using the same one again. This is having a separate product to remove makeup. So, and any dirt or pollution or anything that might have been on your face throughout the day. So basically, it's best to get like a balm or an oil or something. There's a really nice one from Pixie that I've been informed is delightful. Haven't tried it myself, but I've smelt it and it smells amazing.
Mm.
I've tried the Dermalogica one and I'm obsessed, but it is quite pricey. So I'm
tell the story really... about when you thought you got a good deal and it came.
Oh my God. So I'd gone, like, I really wanted to buy this balm after I'd had this experience and I loved it. I was like, you know what, I'm actually going to buy this now because my test has run out and I miss it. It genuinely makes me feel like I've had a spa day. Like, it's amazing. And I went on the internet and I was like, I'll see if I can find it somewhere better because then I'll not buy it in store or whatever. And I saw it was on, there was a thing for like £14 and I was like, oh, sick, I can get on £14. It's normally like 40 quid, like 30-40 quid. I was like, right, okay, I'll go and get that at dinner time then. Wandered in, it was a travel size one, and I was like, hi, I was just wondering if you had any of the travel sizes of the pre-cleanse balm, please. And she's like, yeah, here you go. And she like gave me the box. I was like, fantastic, thank you, blah 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 blah. Got home, it was literally the bottle was the same height as my little finger.
I love that.
It was ridiculous. I was like, oh my fucking God, this is tiny.
For £14.
£14, I probably got four uses out of it, I'm not going to lie.
Four?
Yeah, I had to really ration it. You know what? I saved it for the times when I'd put a full face makeup on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I wasn't just going to do it for anything, but that kind of defeats the whole object of what I'm saying right now. But you know what? I'm going to put it on my Christmas list. Hopefully Santa will bring me a pre-cleanse balm from Dermalogica.
Santa,
but you do get a little mitt with it, which is something that I'm going to speak about a little bit later. But yeah, you basically want to get something that is going to cleanse your face, so get rid of any dirt or like, even when I went through that no makeup phase where I didn't wear anything for 4 weeks, I was still washing my face and seeing that I had dirt coming off my face.
How disgusting is it when you don't wear makeup and you wipe your face at the end of the day?
It's like, disgusting.
How?
Yeah, so the balm is going to remove any dirt, it's going to remove any makeup. It's really good for removing like eye makeup as well, but I know you're going to touch on that later.
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself a good pre-cleanse balm and then wash your face with something that's going to help with any problems that you've got with your skin. So maybe you're oily and you need it to try and get rid of some oil, or maybe you're dry and it's a really nice nourishing face wash. And then obviously you go onto your toner, which is going to kind of reset, make sure you've got no face wash or face cleanser left on your face, reset your pH levels, and then bam, you can go in with your moisturisers, your serums, whatever, blah blah blah. So yeah, I would highly recommend going in on a double cleanse because you just know that everything's going to be taken off, and definitely using your toner as well to make sure there's no cleanser left on your face, because that can obviously clog your pores.
I've done a quick little Google here about the oh my God, I can't talk today.
You can do
pre-cleanse balm.
Yeah.
£44.
I know, but Amy,
is it
amazing.
Worth that?
It really is. Like, obviously, there's cheaper ones. The Pixi one is nowhere near that price. Off the top of my head, like I said, I've not tried it, so I'm not entirely sure how much it is. But obviously, I'll put all of this on our blog post for this episode, so you can go and link and buy it if you want to.
The mitt looks amazing.
Yeah, the mitt's great. Like, the mitt's really nice because it kind of really kind of helps to push it around. But like I said, I'll speak about that a little bit later on. But it's a lovely little mitt to help really massaging that cleanse balm. But and 44 quid is so pricey. Can you not see why I went for the £14 one? I saved myself 30 quid in my eyes.
Yeah, but did you not see that when next to the price, £44, it says 90 millilitres? Next to the £11.50, it says 15 millilitres. To be honest, but... though, they don't change the images.
No, they don't. Exactly.
The images are the exact same. And this is on Dermalogica website.
Yeah. And the bloody travel size in Kiehl's is actually a travel size.
Yeah, it is. I got a hand cream from them and I've still got it.
Yeah, it's pretty large. They're large marges. Not in Dermalogica.
No.
So, yeah, shall I swiftly move on to my next point? I've rambled on about double cleansing enough, haven't I?
Yeah, go on.
So there's a lot about like technique of washing your face and like how you should massage in a cleanser and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, a cleanser should be on your face for about a minute max, no longer than that. So kind of 30 seconds minimum, I'd say. Make sure you're just kind of rubbing it in. Mm. I don't know. There was, what's that thing when you're a kid and you're supposed to sing happy birthday while you're brushing your teeth three times and then that's the amount of time you need to... brush your teeth for, something like that.
I've never heard of that before.
So yeah, just like 30 seconds, just massage it in, whatever feels nice, to be honest. Just make sure you're giving everything a nice kind of a gentle rub, nothing too like
harsh.
Yeah. But that's not really a technique that I was going to speak about, because like I said, it's kind of your preference. But you should be using lukewarm water.
Why is that?
So I wouldn't use cold and I wouldn't use hot, especially if you've got sensitive skin. So for me, sometimes if I have a really hot shower in winter, my whole body is like, you know, blotchy and red. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
we spoke about this,
hot.
Didn't we, in the winter is coming.
Yeah, episode. So it's just for me, it's just a no-go having it too hot. And it's just not that pleasant for me anyway. But then too cold can also be really drying on your skin. So you just have to
make it quite tight.
Exactly, yeah. So there's loads of shit about, when I was doing the research, Marie Claire, I'm going to have to even tell you who it was. Marie Claire did a whole bloody two paragraphs on how using warm water is great to open your pores and cold water is great for closing your pores. I was like, huns, you're Marie Claire, you should know that pores don't open and close.
Yeah, they ain't windows.
Yeah, they're not windows. So I was getting really pissed off at loads of shite articles like saying that you should when you wash your face, you should use warm water and then cold water to wash off the face cleanser. It's all bullshit. Your pores don't open and close, like we said. So just use lukewarm, because then it's not going to be too kind of like harsh and it's not going to be too drying either. So yeah, I used to do this thing at home. My parents used to have like a hot tap and a cold tap rather than a merger one. And I used to have to run both of them at the same time and kind of...
Yeah, that's what I do.
Hit my hands between both of them.
I kind of put the plug in and make like a little... like a little pool of... how I want it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, but then do you wash your face, let it all drop in the water and then wash it again?
No, you got to... it's like the tiniest, like there's no depth, there's hardly any depth through it because you just let it in and out. But you need to like... because my hot tub at home gets fucking hot. My cold tub gets even colder than cold is meant to be. Oh God, it's so annoying.
They had like the... you just have to like dodge between both of them to get the perfect temperature. Just get yourself something nice and kind of middle ground. And then this is what I was just going to briefly touch upon about not using something that's too harsh on your skin to actually massage face cleanser in.
Right.
Now, I've never used a one of those electronic whizzy turnaround spinny bristle head brushes to wash your face with.
Good description.
Thanks. Because I kind of feel like I just know, even before we'd start this podcast, like these kind of became a bit fashionable maybe a couple of years ago now, didn't they? And I was a bit like, oh my God, that looks so sore. Like, I would not want to do that. Then bloody Millie McIntosh on Instagram started using hers and was like, this is me after using my sonic cleanser or whatever. And I was like, babes, your face looks angry. Like, it was so red. She was like, looks so amazing and glowy. I was like, mm-mm.
You're like, you've just been battered with fish.
Yeah. She did. She looked like she'd been battered with a fish.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, God, that looks a bit tight. And then she did some kind of demo on it. And I was like, this is bad news.
I don't really know where I stand with them, because me and my friend were talking about it the other day, because we were intrigued about trying one.
Mm.
And I was just browsing ASOS. And you can get some that are over £100 and some that are about a tenner.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like if you want something, because maybe you don't like obviously you need to clean your hands before you wash your face. I don't even need to explain that to you. But if you want something that's just going to kind of help, I don't know, like maybe you wear a lot of makeup, like do the double cleanse rather than the bristles, in my opinion. Just because the bristles, if you're going for something cheap, I can't imagine that they're going to be particularly soft, or they're just not going to be very good quality.
And I feel like in the ridges, bacteria is just going to build up anyway.
That was another one of my points. Like, if you can't clean your face, if you're wanting to use something to clean your face, it's because you can't clean your face properly. Mm. If you can't clean your face properly, you're definitely not cleaning those bristles properly, are you? You're not cleaning them properly, are you?
No.
However, having said that, what I was talking about with the Dermalogica little rubber mitt, they're really nice, and it really helps kind of push everything around. And it's more of like a nodule or a bump rather than a brush.
Mm.
And you can get some really like pricey kind of electric rubber ones, like made of silicone. If you wanted to use something, use a silicone one over that, because you can wash them easily. You can get an anti-back wipe around it if you need to.
Can't get an anti-back wipe around it.
Oh, God.
Charles, what are you doing?
Oh, shit. Anti-back wipes, never even thought of them. They're my favourite things.
Wipes. Just wipes in general.
Get a Dettol on it then. Soak it in Dettol or boiling water. You know.
He's contradicting everything I've said.
I know, I'm sorry.
Think about Fatberg.
Oh, God, not the Fatberg. You can. It's just easily disinfected, basically. So go for like a rubber one or a silicone one or something. And also, a quick little tip that I do myself and kind of started doing a few months ago when I started kind of hammering the gym. It kind of goes back to the point I was saying at the start. If you're going to wash your face, do it twice a day.
Yeah.
Whereas I could easily get up, wash my face, go to the gym, wash my face, come back from work, wash my face, just before I go to bed, I don't know, maybe wash my face again if I really needed to. But just, you don't need to wash your face to go to the gym, because you're going to get all sweaty. Like, you just add to what you've already got, so then you can do a full cleanse afterwards. But having said that, wash after you shower so that, you know, that if there's any body wash or shampoo kind of on your hairline, forehead, that kind of thing, or running down, like, I always get kind of shampoo, like, on my ears. Really strange. So just wash after you've washed your hair and things like that. Yeah. So just basically, you know, you've definitely got everything off. And just one tiny little thing. Get yourself a really good face towel. Like a really fluffy, nice towel that's just for your face. You don't want to be going and drying your face on what everyone's been wiping their hands on.
Yeah, especially after they've been to the toilet.
Exactly. So I started doing this a while ago, and I've just kind of, it's just a little hand towel, and I just keep it separate to the one that we actually use our hands for. So this one is just kept aside. It's really nice and fluffy, and I kind of try and keep it away from where people might think they should wipe their hands on it, because I'm like, guys, please, that's my face towel, darling.
That's actually used on my face.
Yes, just my face.
Not your hands.
Exactly. But it's kind of nice. Like, I know what's on it, and if I just wash it regularly, then I'm kind of up to date with what's on it and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Always pat your face dry. Because if you, like, rubbing your face, it can be quite harsh, especially if your towel's not very soft.
Yeah.
I know my dad doesn't like a soft towel. Dad likes, like, a cardboard box towel.
Ugh.
So, like, he just says it dries him faster, but it's just, like, angers your skin a little bit, so
don't upset it.
But that's pretty much everything from me. Please carry on with what you wanted to tell us.
I was just going to say, I had a face little towel that I patted off my... you know, the Patrick Bateman ordinary mask?
Yeah.
And it went from... My towel quickly went from red blotches, left it overnight, turned up, like, really teal, dark teal, and I was like, shouldn't have left that on there.
Oh, no.
So I need a new face towel.
Yeah, that's it. And don't use flannels. Flannels are a no-go.
Okay.
Don't get a flannel on your face. If you need to use anything to wipe something off, use a cotton pad.
A couple of cotton pads.
Yeah. Flannels can just harbour all sorts of shite.
Ew.
So, Well, yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, hopefully there's some helpful information there that you might not have thought of, or maybe you're going to go and invest in a double cleanse.
Even just informing you about why not to use face wipes, because we know they're so convenient, but there's other answers.
And there's dead bougie ones out on the market at the minute, like single packet ones, which I think are fucking awful. Like, come on, don't...
The amount of packaging that's around a single wipe.
Exactly,
yeah.
You don't need a single wipe. If you want it just to sit in your handbag, just put the whole wipe pack Although, in there.
Although,
really
I think the more, like, higher class ones are biodegradable, but...
They are, but then I also feel like, and they've probably not got as bad ingredients in there, but just don't get into a habit of relying on a face wipe. Like, it's really nice at a festival, but also just get a cleansing balm for a festival, because then all you're taking is your actual cleanser and some cotton pads. Bang that on, wipe it off.
Yeah.
Give yourself a bit of a freshen up.
Yeah, it doesn't take
All you need is a
long.
Bottle of water, and that's it. Yeah. It's really not hard.
Even just using the... I can never pronounce this right. The Marcella.
I thought it was Micella.
Micella.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we're talking about. Even just using that cotton pad, so you don't need any water.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
That's true. Yeah.
I use that very often. Mm. I feel like the Garnier one is probably my go-to for removing makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess I do double cleanse quite often then, because I'll use that. And it is a cleansing water.
Yeah.
And then a more like thicker... balm.
I've got
my Elemis Pro Collagen Balm, which is really nice. It's like butter.
Ooh.
It literally melts into your skin like butter.
Oh,
so good. One thing I wanted to touch upon as well, what I just realised, I did say I was going to give you a little tip about getting your eye makeup
yes,
off.
Yes, you did, yeah.
Because obviously your eyes are like one of the most sensitive...
The nipples of your face.
Yeah, your eyes are the nipples of your face. So I think what's best... If you wear a lot of eye makeup and mascara, so mascara can be quite tough to budge.
Yeah.
So I think investing in, even if it's just another micellar water, but just an eye makeup removing one. But a little quick tip here is, so get your products on your cotton pad or whatever, and just like pat it on your eye and kind of just leave it there for just to let
everything soak.
And then once you come back to it, it should glide off like a dream, rather than going straight in trying to rub it off.
Yeah,
just kind of let it all melt.
Yeah.
And then that's my little top tip.
Oh, amazing. Well, I think we actually have covered it all now.
Me too.
So we're getting closer to Christmas, Ames.
Oh yeah.
I mean, at time of recording, I feel like if somebody listens to this in February, they'll be like, oh, RIP Christmas.
No, you're not.
come back.
I miss you.
Yeah. And we've got some quite exciting episodes about presents coming up, haven't we? So we are planning an episode about presents that you would like to receive at Christmas. Whether you're a girl or a guy, it's fine. We want you to start getting in touch with us with the presents that you so desperately want, obviously related to skincare.
And it's a thing as well with presents. You don't want to have to ask for it. So
yeah.
I think, you know.
Exactly.
Send it to us.
We're going to do something quite fun.
Yeah.
But we need, obviously, people to start getting in touch with us now so we can start prepping this and collating all of the information that we actually truly need. So you can slide in the DMs on birthday.skin on Instagram. Give us a follow while you're there. Or you can email us, birthdayskin@outlook.com. And is it .com or .co.uk?
I think it's .co.uk.
Oh, sorry. birthdayskin@outlook.co.uk. So yeah, we think we're going to create something quite creative, don't we? I'm really excited
excited. I hope people get in touch.
Yeah, so like make it creative, make it funny. Like, you know what we're like. Like, it's not serious. Just we want to have a bit of fun with it.
But no
basically,
dildos,
this
please.
Is...
I like a dildo.
Maybe you could also send in what you want and what if, like, say Amy, I really wanted a new Glossier toner, and I'd be like, Amy, so I would like this toner, but if you get me that toner, I'll get you a brand new Elemis beauty balm. So
wow.
Like, get in touch, get creative, get fun. I can't wait to do this actually. So
yeah,
hopefully
it's gonna be really fun.
People, I know Christmas isn't all about presents, but you know, we just figured we needed to do something that was quite fun.
Get Santa to bring you the skincare that you've
Santa.
Always wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So all will be revealed soon, but just please do start getting in touch. We'll start putting it on our Instagram as well, so you can slide on in.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
That is exciting.
Hee. So yeah, hopefully we'll all be glowy in the new year.
We will be.
Yes.
With all our new products.
Woohoo.
Be great.
Yeah, amazing. Well, on that note, Ames,
I end the podcast exactly the same every single week. I'll smell you later.
I shall also smell you later, Charlie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.